not for the rich people.
In other words, we made laws that a rich person, like the saying, should not stop lending money, because without approval we were afraid they would stop lending money. They were afraid they would not be able to collect their money back before Shemitah, so they'll lose their money. So we had to make a takana for these rich people that still lend the money. So the pasuk says, "V'shibarti as goy nuschem." V'tani Rabbi Yosef elu b'loy yishab Yehuda. These are the rich people in Yehuda. Buti elu haniyim. That's the poor people. We want to make it easy for them to be able to borrow money. So the pasuk says, "Have it avitenu." Like lend him, give it him what he needs. Omale rov l'luza. Rav spoke to a person from Luz, a Frenchman. My prusbul, what's the word? What's the explanation of the word prusbul? Or Malay, prusa de milsa. Prusa means a takona. Like this is a takona we made. Prusa means takona. And I'm Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. Yisaimin ain't srichin prusbul. Yisaimim, when they want to collect money, they don't have to write a prusbul. Trashi shen shrius meshamotes chayv shalaviyim ameis. But Shemitah does not stop the chayv of the father. V'chein toni rami b'chomo that Yisaimin orphans ain't tzrich and prusbul. Why? To Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinoy Avin Shai Yisaimin. Rashi Kloima Nisiya Yisrael Shemchol Dor V'Dor. All the heads of Chai Yisrael Avim Shai Yisaimin Heim. O Memoinam Aleim V'Yamemoinam V'Yishtureisim Kmsurim LeBezdin. It's as if automatically all the shtaros of Yisaimin are given over to Bezdin. So if even without a prusbul, it's as if the Bezdin later will go and collect the money for them. Tanan Hasim learned over there, Mishnah Shvius, and Kaisvin prusbul ela ala karka. You can only write a prusbul only on karka. Because you have to own karka. The malva has to own karka. Rashi said no. Alakara said, Yemyesh karka loiva. If the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, has karka, then we can write a prusbul. Tlai tiknu ela bezman shachoyot kishar roiv shtoris. That most times, how do you collect money if somebody owes you money? You go down to the lover's property and take away his property. So usually you only lend money to somebody that has karka. So therefore, prusbul lost was only made if the lover, the person that you lent the money to, has karka. In main, let's say the person you lend money to does not have any karka. What the Malva should do is be mezaka, give a small portion of your property to him. The Kama Kosher, what's called the Kosher, a little bit, or the Chivrashi, or a filo klach shakruv, even enough, just a stalk of a cabbage. A small mokim, that's enough. So male, it's sitting as if the Leiva has a piece of property, and then you can write a prusbul on it. Alright, we'll stop here. What? Yeah, hold again, Daf Lamed Zayin Omer Aleph. Again, the Gemara we had before was Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel that Yisaimin ain't tzrich and prusbul. Yisaimin, in the case where the father dies and Yisaimin take over, and now a malva comes and says, I want to collect money from you, or the Yisaimin want to go collect money from other people, so they don't have to write up a prusbul. They don't need a prusbul. Even though Shriyas goes by, it's not Mishamed, they still have a right to collect their money. That why not? That means, like Rashi says, the Nasi, the head of Klai Yisrael at that time that happened to be, Rabbi Gamliel or Beis Dinoy, they're like the fathers of the Yisaimim. In other words, they're like the Beis Din, and it's as if they have the shtoris. They have the right to collect the money for the Yisaimim, so therefore that's the whole shot of a prusbul. The takon of Hillel was, that, like we'll see later, Midiraisa, if you give over your shtoris to Bezdin, really, and Bezdin collects the money from you, that's mutter. A prusbul means, even though you do not really give over your shtoris to Bezdin, but it's as if you gave it over. Prusbul just says, Hareini Moisilachem. It's as if just by talking to a Bezdin, to three people, you tell them, it's so it's considered as if you're giving them your shtoris, that they have the right to collect the money. Even though they don't really collect the money, you collect the money. That was the takana Hillel made of a prusbul. So here by Yisaimim, we don't need that takana, because we have the real Bezdin, the Nosti, the head of Klai Yisrael, they take care of the Yisaimim, they're like the Bezdin for the Yisaimim. Tanan Hasim, we learned over there, Mishnah in Shvius, that ain't kaisvin prusbul el al karka. We only write a prusbul if the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, has karka, has property. In main let's say the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, does not have any property, any karka, so then the lochr is mezakeyu b'terchsedeyu kolshu. That the malva, if he's smart, he should go and be mezakeh, means give over a little piece of his property to the loiva. So now it's considered as if the loiva has karka, therefore you're allowed to go write up a prusbul. And Rashi explains why do you have to have karka. Rashi says, because it has to be like most havos, most shtoros. So Rashi says that loitiknu elavizman shachoyiv kisha roiv shtoros. That this havos, this loan, has to be like most loans. She nigvoyim in akarka. Most times when you lend somebody money, you make sure that that person has karka, that you'll be able to collect money from the karka. Therefore, prusbul is only written if the loiva has karka. Other mafarshim, I think, learned the pshat is that if you have karka, then we look as if, and Tosfos says, Yishum the royal ligvois ba kolachoy. I mean that the pshat is that when a person has karka, on karka we could look as if the money was collected already. In other words, if the loiva has karka, so now all you have to do is collect the karka. So karka we can look as if it's always here, as if the malva like already collected it before shvius. So therefore, prusbul only helps if the loiva has karka. So then we could consider as if right now the malva is like collecting the money, like collecting that karka. Now, if the loiva does not have any karka, so then the malva should be mezakeh him, give him some of his karka. Now, the kama kolshu, what's called a little bit, what does it mean? Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, afilu klach shel kruv. Really a small amount of karka. Even the smallest amount, just enough to have a stalk of a cabbage. For that alone, if you have that small of a ground that's by the stalk of a cabbage, that's enough to write a prusbul on. Like Rashi speaks out, even though it's a small amount, it's not worth yehochayv. Even though the guy owes you $1,000, and this small piece of property is maybe worth a dollar, still we say, as if you keep on collecting it 1,000 times. Like we had before, you collect the karka, then give it back, collect it, give it back. So no matter how small the karka is, still, the whole chay could go upon that karka. So, don't make a difference. Yeah, right. Each leiva has to own karka. You have to give a different piece of land to each leiva. If 7 different people owe you money, so you have to make sure each one of them has karka. And if any of them or none of them have, you have to give each one of them a small piece. Amar Rav Yehuda. If it says afilu hishilu makom latanu l'karayim, even if the loiva doesn't own property, just he like loaned it. In other words, let's say you loan your shoyel, you lend a ton of ikarayim. You lend an oven from somebody, and that time the ovens were not movable, so it's like built into the ground. So in other words, when you borrow the oven, you're also borrowing the karka underneath it. So if you have karka that shol to you, that's awesome enough. For that, you can also write a prusbul on it. Is kaisman al prusbul? That's enough to make a prusbul, as long as you have something to do with karka. Samora says, Aini, it's not like that. The Yotani, we learn like this. Hillel, Rashi says, this is the Amoira Hillel, that says, Ein kaisman prusbul, ela alotzitz nokav bovad. If the leiva doesn't own karka, but he owns an otzitz nokav, that's a flower pot that has a hole in it. In other words, the flower, like what's growing there, gets its nourishment from the ground. So then that's considered like karka that you can write a prusbul. So the diyuk is nokov in, sheina nokov loy. Only if the loiva owns this flower pot that has a hole in it. But if he owns a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, it's not nokov, it's complete on the bottom, then loy, then the flower pot is not called like karka, so you can't write a prusbul. But the question is, why not? If you own the flower pot, so the flower pot is on the ground. So even if you don't own the ground underneath it, but you own the flower pot, so wherever it is, it's like you're borrowing that ground. So since you're borrowing, you're using that ground, that should be considered like you have karka, and you should be able to write a prusbul. So why does Hillel say, if you only have a nokel, a otzot, you can't write a prusbul? So Gemara says, "Lo tzrich." You know what the case is? We're talking about this flower pot that you have is not resting on the ground itself. It's hanging on pegs. It's on top of pegs. So therefore, if the flower pot itself has a hole on the bottom, so that's called, it gets its nourishment from the ground, it's called like karka. So then we consider the loiva has karka, then the malva, when he writes the prus, he has a right to write the prusbul. But if the loiva only has an otsutz, sheina nokuf, this flower pot does not have a hole, does not get its nourishment from the ground, and it's not staying on the ground, it's like hanging on pegs, so then we say the loiva does not own ground, so you cannot make a prusbul. Ravashi maknile gidmo de dikla. Ravashi, he was a malva, people owed him money. So what he did was, he wanted to make sure the loiva had karka, he gave him over just the stalk of a palm tree. The cost of a lay prusbul, and on that he wrote a prusbul. Now, Rabbonin, Devei Rabashi, this is a chiddush now that the Rabbonin, by the base of Medrash of Rabashi, Masri Milayul Adodi. They did not even have to go to write up a prusbul. It was enough just for them to talk. Like one person would talk to three people and Balpeh, like telling them, listen, I'm making you a bezdin for me, and I want you to be able to collect all the money that people owe me. So you don't even have to write down the shtar, a ksuba, a prusbul. Rashi says, even without writing a prusbul, that's where they said to their friends, you should be a bezdin, and any chayv, any right of money that I have a right to collect, I'm giving it over to you, that you should have the right to collect it whenever I want. And that's what a prusbul is. Just usually a prusbul, you have to write down the shtar that you tell these three people, I'm giving you the right to collect my money. Even though Lamaisa, they do not collect the money, you collect the money yourself. That was the tikkun that proved that Hillel made. Hillel Zaka was misakin. It's enough to write a prusbul. That even though he said you don't really give over your shtaros to Bezdin, like it's not really Bezdin that's going to collect your money, it's still you that's going to collect the money, but Hillel was makel with a takon of a prusbul. So they held, you don't even have to write down a prusbul. It's enough just to say it over words, just to speak it out. And Rabbi Yochanan Mosa Milul Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan also did like this. He just said his words to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, telling him, I want your bezin to be able to collect my money for me. Omalei, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Tzrichna midi achrini, do I have to do anything more? Omalei, he answered back, Loi tzrichta, you don't have to. In other words, like we just said, so the halacha, it's a shaila, the Rambam says, this halacha is only by Talmidei Chachamim. They have the right just to speak it out. But a regular person has to write it down. The Ramah brings down this lalocha lemaisa. But lemaisa, I mean, the minig is, at least that the people, the Yorei Hashem, the Kam Shvius, they do write up a prusbul. Even the lalocha, it's a big shaila. There are some paiskim that say you don't have to write a prusbul as man is here. Some say that the Baal we hold that Shvita is only with the Rabbonin, you don't need a prusbul today. But a koponim and some in Hagim had not to write a prusbul. But the minig portion is that you should write a prusbul. Yeah. But Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. Ain't like what? Tana Rabbanan, we learned like this. Ain't like karka. Let's say the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, does not have any karka. But ula orei v'yesh la karka. When you gave him the money, you gave your friend Reuven, you lent him $1,000. Your friend Shimon became the orev. He was the cosigner, like. So if the orev has karka, that's enough. There's also kais for nola prusbul. Then you have a right to write a prusbul. What about loy ula orev ein loy karka? Let's say the loy of the one that you lent the money to doesn't have any karka. And the one that was an orev, a cosigner, also doesn't have any karka. But ula chayiv loy yesh loy karka. Another person that owes your loyva. There are three people involved, let's say. Reuven lent money to Shimon. So now, Shimon doesn't have any karka, he's the loiva. But Yehuda borrowed money from Shimon, so Yehuda owes money to Shimon. And Yehuda has karka. So now, first Reuven has a right to write up a prusbul. Even though Shimon, the one that borrowed the money from Reuven, doesn't have any karka, but since Yehuda, that owes the money to Shimon, does have karka, we consider as if the karka is like by Shimon already, so Reuven can write up a prusbul now. And that's the famous Midr Reb Nosson. That's Reb Nosson's halacha. Titania will learn like this. Rebbe Nosson Oimer. Reb Nosson says, Minayin, how do I know? L'noise b'chaver remona. Like if I lent, or somebody owes me $100, v'chaveiro b'chaveiro, and I owe somebody else $100. So the change, Reuven lent Shimon $100, and Shimon lent Yehuda $100. So minayin, how do we know, shemotziyin mizeh v'noisin lazeh, how do we know we could take the money directly out of Yehuda and give it straight back to Reuven? It does not have to go back in between Shimon, but it can go straight from the third one back to the first one. Kamaloyma, this we said, the pasuk says, v'nosan, you're supposed to give the money that you owe, la'asher osram loy, to the one that deserves the money. It doesn't say from the one you borrowed the money, but la'asher osram loy, to the one that deserves the money. So even though Yehuda borrowed the money from Shimon, but since Shimon also borrowed $100 from Reuven, so really this money is supposed to go to Reuven. So if hereby approves also, Reuven has like the right to collect the money from Yehuda. Since Reuven lent $100 to Shimon, and Shimon then lent another $100 to Yehuda, so Yehuda like owes the money directly back to Reuven. So since Reuven has karka, it's considered to since last one Yehuda has karka, when Reuven the malva lent out the money to Shimon, it's also considered as if there's karka involved there. Therefore, Reuven could write up the prusbel. Tanan Hossim, we learned over there also Mishnah Shviyas that says Hashviyas Mishametes Es Hamilva. That's halacha at the end of Shemitah. If you lend somebody money before Shemitah and you wait till the end of the Shemitah, the end of the year, and you didn't collect your money yet, so Shviyat is Mishametis. Shviyas makes it now that you don't have a right to collect your money anymore. So it says, Shviyas Mishametis, it stops, as Hamilva, Bein Bishtar, Bein Shalai Bishtar. That's what the Mishnah says. Whether you lent money with a shtar, or whether you lent money Balpeh without a shtar. So now what does it mean exactly, Bishtar and Shalai Bishtar? So it's a Machlokes. Rav and Shmuel, the Armatavayu, Rav and Shmuel that both say, you know what Bishtar means? It means Shtar Shiyesh Bayachreis Nechosim. Shtar means that you lent money and he wrote you back a Shtar, and in the Shtar it says that all his property is Meshubah to you. You have a right to collect his property if he doesn't pay you back. Then we say what? Shvius is Meshametet. What does Shaloi Bishtar mean? Shein Bayachreis Nechosim. That even though you wrote up a shtar, but you did not put inside the shtar that you have a right to collect from his property. And kol shchein milvah peh, for sure, if you didn't write a shtar at all, just that you lent him the money, now when it comes Shemitah, at the end of Shemitah, you have no right to collect the money. That's what Rav and Shmuel says. That the chiddush is, even though in the shtar there was a shibud kakois, we do not say it's considered as if you collected already the karka, and therefore it's not called you have to collect it now on Shemitah. It's called that you collected it before. No, you don't say that. Lamaisi, you didn't collect any money yet, even though you have a right to take away his property, but so far you didn't go to collect the money. If you're first going to collect the money after Shemitah, you lost out, you can't collect it. Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, no, the Amr Tavar, they both say like this. That bishtar, that the Mishnah says, how vor bishtar, shviya stops it, that's only shtar shein b'yachreis nechosim. Only if in the shtar you did not write that you have a right to collect from his property. Stan, you only wrote a shtar that I borrowed $1,000 from you. What does shaloi bishtar mean? Milval peh, that they didn't write a shtar altogether. In these two cases, if you wait till after Shemitah, then you can't collect your money anymore. Avushtar sheyesh b'yachreis nechosim, but a shtar that has inside it when Reuven first lent Shimon $1,000. Shimon wrote him back a shtar saying, I owe you $1,000. And in it he wrote that all my property that I own is meshubit, means you have a right to collect from my property that was written inside the shtar. Then they hold Eina Meshamit. Then Shviyas does not stop it. You still have a right to collect your money. Because since in the shtar it was written that this Reuven has a right to collect the property, we look as if he collected the property already. We look as if he was gavur, collected already. Therefore, it's not called layigush, it's not called like you can't collect it now, so therefore shviyas does not stop you. So verse says, Tanya kavosat Rav Yechonim Rav Shimon Lakish. I'll bring a proof now to Rav Yechonim Rav Shimon and Rav Lakish. Because it says clearly, shtar choyv mishamet. Says that the time you made halvor, you lent somebody money, and you wrote up a shtar, still, when it comes to the end of Shemitah, it's Mishamit, it stops it, you can't collect it anymore.
But what about v'yemiyesh b'yachrayis nechosim?
But let's say in the shtar was written clearly that you have a right to collect from his property, then we say ain't a mishamet, then nothing doing, then shriyas does not stop it. That since you have a right to collect from his property, that we say k'gavu dami is considered like you collected already, and it's b'cheskas hamalv already, so it's not called layigush. Tanya, you could learn like this. Sayim loy soda achas tahavosoi. Whenever Reuven lent Shimon $1,000, and Shimon set aside property to tell Reuven, if I don't pay you, you could take this property, is also in the Meshamit. So even though you wait till after Shemitah, you still have a right to collect. It's not, doesn't stop. Because again, since there's property involved, we always say it's considered as if it was collected from before. For lawyer, not only this, that even though you don't say exactly which property, you just say all your property is achroyin, also ein mishamit, Sharia does not stop this chayv. So again, this is all like Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. Now the Gemara says, a maisa once happened that Kriveh the Rabasi, once happened with the car of the relative of Rabasi, Hevela Yehushtar, he had a star, to have a kosim be achrayis nechosim. That he was the malv, he lent somebody $1,000, and he had a shtar saying that the person owes him $1,000, and also that all his property was mishubah, he had a right to collect from the property, from the karka. So he wanted to know, now it's after Shemitah, can he collect the money or not? So Osla came with Rabasi, he came in front of his uncle, his relative Rabasi, Omel and Rabasi told him, Mishamit, he told him, no, you can't collect your money anymore. Shriya stops the chayv. No, he asked him, Omel and Mishamit, or Yenim Mishamit? Does Shriya stop this or doesn't it? Omalei, so he answered back, ain't a mishamit. So what? It does not stop it. Ain't a mishamit does not stop it. So he told them, like we just passed, and they like the Yochanan Mishlokish just said that since there was achrayas nechosimir, therefore Shriya does not stop this chayiv, you have a right to collect it. But still, so Shafke, this korov left Rabasi, but he wasn't satisfied yet. For he also came with Rabbi Yochanan, he went in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Omele, yes, Rabbi Yechanan, Mishamit. Omele, Rabbi Yechanan told him, Mishamit, he told yes, that you should know that you don't have a right to collect the money, Shriya stops it. So, also Rav Asi, Lekayim with Rabbi Yechanan. So, Rav Asi heard about this, and he came to complain to Rabbi Yechanan. Omele, Mishamit, Yehne, Mishamit, yes, Rabbi Yechanan, what's the halacha? Omele, Rabbi Yechanan answered back, Mishamit, yes, that Shriya stops it. So he asked the question, Vohamahu diyama, but you, Rabbi Yechanan, knew yourself, just got finished saying, Ainu Mishamit. You just said that when you have alvo and a shtar, and in the shtar you have a right to collect the nechosim, Shvias does not stop it. So how could you tell me now in this case, that's the same case, that Shvias does stop the chayv? So Rabbi Yechanan answered back and said, Omalei, V'chim ebnei shonu madmin nasa maisa, since we think that's the halacha, therefore we should do halacha la maisa. Rashi says, Nasa Maisa means, Loitzi Mamayna Beyodom. Should we do it? In other words, up until now I'm just saying, that's what I think. But before Rashi says, V'loi Shemanim Rebbe Seinu, but I did not hear it from my Rebbe's. But since he did not hear it from his Rebbe, so he was afraid to say, Aloch Lamaisa. So therefore, Aloch Lamaisa, he didn't want to be Mekel. Omalei, Sabbatis, and Vatav Yechanan, but for Tanya Kavosei, we brought down brights that say like you. So we have proof like you're saying, so what are you afraid about? So Malay Tani Kabas Damar, or Malay Sabyakan said back, no, Dumahika Beishamahi. That you brought proofs to me, maybe that goes according to Beishamai. The Amr that they say, Shtar Oimed Ligvois to Gobadami. Beishamai Shitar is that a shtar that's Oimed to collect, we consider now as if it's collected already. We had the Shaila in Saita we had there, Shaila by Nesa Balayim Ashloi Shosu, that in case we have a Saita, and your wife didn't drink the water yet, you don't know if she's Chayiv Misa, does she deserve to get a Ksuba or not? And then the husband dies, so Vishami says that she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Even though it's a Sufik, so he says, because Vishami says, since she has a Shtar Ksuba, a Shtar was always sitted like it was governed, like it was collected already. So according to Beis Shammai, whenever you have a shtar, there it's considered like it was collected already. But that's only according to Beis Shammai. According to Beis Hillel, we don't know, it's not considered like it's collected so much. So therefore by Shemitah, we have a doubt whether Shemitah would be Mishamitit, or it won't be Mishamitit. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan said, Lalach Lamaisa, he did not want to be Mekel. Tanan Osim, we learned over there. Says, Hamal v'eschaverim moyes alamashkin. If somebody lends somebody money, on a mashkin, then there's a take right back from your pledge. As Reuven lends Shimon $1,000, and he takes from him back a pledge, something worth $1,000, or else via Moisesh to Reis Lebesdin. If somebody borrows money, lends money, and he writes a shtar back, now the Malva really takes his shtaris and gives it over to Bezdin, right before Shemitah, or right before the end of Shemitah. So Lachar is Eimashamtin. In such a case, Shviyas does not stop it. You still have a right to collect your money. So Mar says, why? Bishlei Mamashas to Reis Lebesdin, the toughest Lebedina. That's very good. If you really give over your shtaris to Bezdin, so they're holding on to the shtar, they're like toughest, they're holding on to the money, so they have a right to collect it, then it's good. Or like Rashi says, the Tasle Bezdin, Vefkerin Hefka. Vegabi Malvula Karina Bela Yigosh, it's not called La Yigosh. Since they're holding it, they have the right to collect it. So that's good. Ela Malvala Mashkim, when you lend money, and you have to collect the money, just you took a pledge right now, my time, what's the reason? But still, you want to go after Shemitah to collect your money. Why can you do it? So Gemara says, "Omar Rava Mishum Tofaslei." No, if you're holding on to the mashkin, you're holding on to this pledge he gave you, so you're holding on to the money. Like, so it's not called you have to collect it. But Omalei Abayis, Abayis said back, like, so what? Elamayativ so halveyu. Let's say I lent you $1,000. V'dar v'chatzerei, and in the meantime, I'm going to live in your chatzer. So the toughest lay, I'm like holding on to your chatzar. His hachinam, you want to tell me of your osad lay mishamit, that even though after Shemitah I still have a right to collect your money, like, so what? Why? Still, you did not collect your money yet, and you're not holding on to the money really. He is still his money, so you have to collect it still. It's not like karka. So if so, why do we say shviyas does not stop it? So the Gemara says, O malay, shani mashkin. Mashkin is much better. To konilei midrav yitzhak. There's a kinyan of a mashkin. Means when I lent you money and you give me back a pledge, I really own that pledge. I have a kinyan in the pledge. That's called the kinyan mashkin. So it's not just I'm holding on to something of yours, but I have a kinyan. I like own that mashkin right now. That's of Yitzchak's halacha. So since I like own the pledge in the meantime, therefore it's not called la yigosh. It's not called I have to go to collect the money. It's sort of like I collected the money already. The Yomer of Yitzchak, says, Minayin, how do we know Labal Chayv? Shekhoina Mashkin, how do we know when I lend somebody money and I take a pledge that I'm Khoina the Mashkin, it really belongs to me? So Rashi said, Nafkamina is, Lamalve Vim Ovad Chayim Bach Yusuf, if you lose the Mashkin, you're Chayiv. So how do we know this? Shinem, the Pasuk says, Ulocho Tietzdoka. So if you take a Mashkin from a poor person, so it comes ninth time, you have to give him back his pillow, you have to give him back his blanket. And it says, if you give it back to him, l'cho tia tzedakah, you're going to receive like it's tzedakah for you. So the question is, in ain't a kind of, it doesn't belong to you, tzedakah minayin, why should it be called tzedakah? You're giving him back his own thing. See, so here's the proof to say, if Yitzchak learns up now, that by a mashkin the pshat is, we consider as if you own the mashkin. So therefore, if you do give back the mashkin, that's called like a tzedakah. Mikan from here, Labal Chayv, Shekhoina Mashkin. Therefore, if you hold the Mashkin, that's better, that's called, you have it already. It's not awesome, learnt over there. It says, Hamach, Tia Chayv.